The Hits Radio Breakfast with Daryl Morris.
Last night. This is the Hits Radio Breakfast Show, one of my favourite people in the entire world, and I mean that wholeheartedly, Mikey from Five Sauce on the phone right now. Good morning,
I've
my man.
I've got butterflies. Hey, man, how are you?
Awesome, yeah, how are you?
Yeah, good, man. Talk to you again.
Yeah, and you. So one thing that you always have to ask people whenever you speak to somebody who is on the phone in another country, it is the law that you ask them what time it is and what the weather is like. So, Mikey, what time is it and what's the weather like?
It is currently, hold on, 7:13 p.m.
Okay.
And the weather is okay. It was raining before, but it's not bad now. We're in Perth in Australia.
It was raining?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's like being back in the UK for you.
It actually rains in Australia, yeah. You wouldn't think it.
I know, you've blown my mind. You really have.
Yeah.
We're going to chat about Don't Stop Next, your new single. We played it on the radio for the first time this week. Loving it.
Yeah, thanks, man.
But you guys are getting ready to go out and support 1D on tour again, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, they're stadiums, so it's going to be massive, like, yeah.
It is. It's going to be
ridiculous.
Have you managed to hang out with the boys much since you were with them on tour last?
We've seen Niall. He's come to like some of our shows and stuff.
Niall, by the way, is such a 5 Seconds of Summer fanboy, isn't he?
I know, he is the best.
He loves you guys so much.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this or not, but we saw some CCTV of those guys. This is what you've got to prepare yourself for, Mikey, for the next few weeks. We saw some CCTV of them running around in their hotel in just their pants and just their underpants.
Oh, amazing. Sounds like us. Naked lads.
I was going to say, how much nakedness is there generally on tour with you guys?
There was even some about half an hour ago.
Really?
Like, yeah, so, you know. Gets pretty bad.
Good. If you can't be naked, Mikey, what can you be?
Ah, exactly. That's the words to live by.
That's my mantra.
That's the motto.
And I also have heard that you've cracked your phone.
Yes. Ah.
Dude.
So depressing. It's the first time I've ever cracked a phone before. So I did it and I picked it up and I was like, you know, it's going to be fine. And then I picked it up and it was cracked and I broke down.
It's one of the worst feelings in the entire world, that horrible feeling in the pit of your stomach, knowing that you've cracked your phone.
Yeah, so bad.
The worst bit is when you drop it on its front and you can't see the screen and you've got that horrible moment
before. Yeah, you have to pick it up, yeah.
That horrible moment as you bend down to pick it up thinking, please don't be cracked.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, one thing I just wanted to check in with you on is, I don't know if this is true or not, I heard this is a bit of a rumour, Mikey, but Callum apparently wore a thong on stage the other day. Can you confirm or deny this?
You know, I can't confirm or deny. I think he's a free man and he does what he pleases.
Have you ever...
I'd be quite scared if he does actually own a thong, though. I might have to check. Fix him up a bit. Yeah, talk to him.
Well, the weirdest thing is that if he doesn't own a thong, but he did wear one on stage, that means he's worn somebody else's thong.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm hoping it was his own, but I don't know. It's a lose-lose.
Is this really? There is no win. Would you ever fancy going up on stage with a thong on? I can imagine it's quite freeing.
You know, I think it would be quite breezy, you know. It might feel quite nice.
Yeah, I think so.
I might follow in his footsteps and... give it a go. It might just be a band thing now. We all play this song on.
Mikey, you said it. I'm going to have to hold you to it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, well, definitely. We'll take some photos and send it to you.
And then maybe you could take that into your everyday life as well, you know, just lounging around the house in the thong.
I mean, yeah, that's fit into a suitcase easier as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's all you really need to take with you. Just travel with a thong. Yeah. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
We're gonna chat about your new song as well, Don't Stop. We're going to get it on the radio as well. Are you okay just to hang on there for 2 seconds and then we'll come back and chat about Don't Stop?
Let's do it.
Okay, awesome. We're going to play Shifty in Touch. More from Mikey from 5 Seconds of Summer, live from Australia on the Hits Radio after this. It's 12 minutes past 8 on Friday morning. Shift Key, that is Touch on the Hits Radio. It's 8:15. I'm Daryl Morris. This is the Hits Radio Breakfast Show. Mikey from 5 Seconds of Summer is still on the phone from Australia. I think we're paying for this phone bill as well, by the way.
Yeah, hopefully.
The international call bill is not on your head. Don't worry, it's fine.
Yeah.
let's chat about the new song, Don't Stop. So finally it's out there. It's so nice to be able to play it on the radio and stuff.
Yeah, man, we're really excited for this one. And, you know, the video for it is going to be amazing. We've just released the lyric video, and it's like a comic book themed lyric video, and it's like childhood dreams are fulfilled. And in the real video, it's going to be quite relevant to the lyric video. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, what a tease! So there's going
to—I know that was the biggest tease I've done yet.
It was. And so, is there going to be superheroes or other kind of dreams?
Who knows. I can't tease too much. Oh. I've already teased a lot.
Oh, Mikey, don't do this to me. Don't do this. There's been a lot of love for it over here in this country as well. Are you waking up in the morning and finding that your Twitter has gone absolutely crazy overnight from people in the UK listening to the song?
To be honest, we've been so busy that we haven't really had time to, you know, have a look how it's going and, you know, who's giving it love or not. So, you know, we've got a couple of days off in a bit. So, you know, I think we're going to check out how it's doing and, you know, tell everyone, you know, thanks for listening and buying. And, you know, we've just been really, really busy lately. But, you know, we're so excited to be releasing it. It's like, it's an awesome song.
I can bring you the news that it's doing very, very well. Very, very well.
Yes. it's exciting.
Were you involved in, like, in the writing of it as well?
You know what? Callum and Luke wrote this one. So me and Ashton wrote She Looks So Perfect. And, Callum and Luke wrote this one.
And it must be so nice to hear, particularly, you know, when you see, like, lyric videos, I guess for you, for She Looks So Perfect, when you hear people shouting it back at you in stadiums or, you know, quoting lyrics on Twitter that you have written, that must be quite a nice feeling.
Yeah, man, it's amazing, like, for someone to, like, you know, it's still amazing that people, like, learn lyrics to your own song, you know what I mean? Like a song that you wrote and, like, you know, you put those lyrics to paper, and it's like, you know, it's amazing to hear people, like, sing them back, if that makes sense.
Yeah, completely.
You know, it's amazing.
You sound like you're getting a little bit tired now. I guess it's getting quite late where you are, so we should let you get to bed.
Oh, well, we've still got to do a show in, like, an hour and a half, so I need to go have 10 Red Bulls and get pumped up. Sorry.
Oh, nice. So you're on stage tonight?
Yeah, we're Perth, yeah.
Oh, wicked. So what's going to happen now, apart from Red Bulls, before the show?
I don't know. It's the last night of tour, so, you know, we're trying to think of some creative things to do, but we just can't think of anything. Just all the pranks we could have done have all been used in our Instagram videos, so we can't redo them.
You're literally pranked out.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty sure you'll come up with something. I will look forward to reading it in the newspapers tomorrow morning.
Yeah, hopefully.
Mikey, would you be happy to introduce your brand new song called Don't Stop for us on the Hits Radio?
100%. This is Don't Stop by us, 5 Seconds of Summer on the Hits Radio.
Sweet, nice to talk to you, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
The Hits Radio Breakfast with Daryl Morris.